Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. It is a game day for the Green Bay Packers. Threat of rain in the forecast may hold off until overnight, it looks like. Looks like that should all hold off until the overnight. There's a lot happening tonight at this Packer game. I don't know if anybody's planning on going, but if you are, get there early and have a good time. Jake Owen last night was rocking the crowds. Free concert. God, how did I miss that? Why? You don't need to go to a country concert anymore when that stupid Applebee's song plays during every commercial. Oh my God. It's a little too much.
That's not your jam?
You know, we're fancy like. Come on.
You don't get up and dance to that every single time you hear it?
Yeah, I do. I dance to the plug on my TV and pull it out and throw my TV out the window.
I saw some videos of some Vikings fans that had thrown their TV out the window and were taking an axe to it.
Oh, that happened yesterday?
Yes.
Now, why on earth would they do that in Minnesota? Why on
earth? High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
No good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, sorry. Paul Allen on the call. Darn. Oh, no. What a bummer. Paul Allen. How did he think that was good? Where was his seat?
I don't know. He probably just closed his eyes and dreamed of it. And
he's probably like, there's no way they're going to miss this 37-yard chip
shot. It's 37. No way they missed this.
All right. Here's what's going down tonight at the Packer game. They are asking you to arrive early. This is the first home game. This is the first home game outside of the preseason game. Sure, preseason, whatever. It's the first home game that they're going to have a full stadium again for an NFL game after last year. Players are all excited. I've got a soundbite of like everyone talking about how excited they are to be in front of fans, from Rashawn Gary to Chandon Sullivan to Matt LaFleur. Do we want to hear those? No. Yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be great. Oh, okay. Good. Arrive early, tickets only on your phone. Fireworks will be set off from the stadium roof 1 hour prior to kickoff to remind fans to start making your way into the stadium. Well, that won't confuse anybody. So they're going to set off fireworks.
Well, hopefully it's not smoky at kickoff, too. That's the worst.
Yeah, that is dumb. The lots are opening at 3:15. Okay. I mean, if you're going to the game, you know what's going on. They're going to honor Ted Thompson tonight, too. That should be fun. Unfortunately, he can't, you know, he passed. I always feel bad when people are, honored posthumously like that. It's like, honor him while you're living, man. It's hard. It's hard to do that. Okay. Aaron Jones talked to the media over the weekend. Now, there's a lot of good stuff that Aaron Jones said, so I do want to bring this to you. There may be a hiccup or two in the question and answer part of it. And I would ask you to just stay through it. Because what Aaron Jones says, it's really good. So there's a few questions here. He's talking a lot about Jamal Williams. Because they're buds. And there's that relationship. And now Williams coming back after leaving for Detroit after the Packers didn't really welcome him back. So Jamal Williams flourishing in Detroit. Everybody loves him over there. Jones and him, good buddies. So again, there might be a hiccup or two. You know, this is done on Zoom. So let's just, you know, power through it. But it shouldn't be that distracting. So here's Ryan Wood asking a question to Aaron Jones and his answer.
Hey, Aaron, do you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Aaron, I know that you and Jamal obviously had a very close relationship, but considering the dynamics, it very easily could have been different than that. How much do you appreciate the way that Jamal was with you through all the years as being a good teammate goes?
You know, I really appreciate it. Jamal, he's not only a teammate, he's like my brother. We became brothers over that time, and you know, he's been there for me through a lot, and just helped me develop as a player, helped me develop my game and push me. And so that's something that we would do every time we stepped on the field, try to push each other.
Okay, so that's pretty good. They have a brotherly relationship. We always enjoyed watching them together. They'll have a moment where they see each other tonight. Maybe they'll try to, you know, see each other a little more than that. But it should be good for Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams to get in touch. Again, just a little hiccup there at the beginning. Everything went pretty fine. But here's Steve McGargy of the Associated Press now with Aaron Jones.
Steve McGargy.
I'm just wondering, how much of y'all still communicated since he went to Detroit? I didn't know if y'all still kept in touch with each other and if you communicated at all this week at all. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Aaron, did you hear that question?
No, I didn't.
Steve, try again.
I'm just wondering how much you and Jamal have continued to communicate since he went to Detroit, if you've kept in touch, and if you had communicated at all with him this week.
Yes, sir. I seen him before camp started, and then we talk every week. And yeah, I have talked to him this week, and he's doing good. He's liking Detroit, and I'm glad he's doing well.
So it's great to know that they keep in touch. And again, there was just a little hiccup to get into that, but that I think the answers of Aaron Jones are so, you know, good to hear and important to hear that if you could just bear with the problems that the Packers had. You know, again, that was such a small hiccup. Wes Hodkowitz used to write with the paper. Now he writes for Packers.com. He always has good pointed questions, too. And so you want to make sure that we get the Q&A with Wes and Aaron Jones, because really it's the Jamal relationship that we want to hear from and some other stuff. So Wes Hodkowitz with the question. And again, sorry for the hiccups, especially in that last question. The Packers had some problems with the Zoom.
Wes?
Hey, Aaron, do you got me okay? Any luck? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Go ahead, Wes.
Hey, Aaron, do you got me? No.
Aaron, can you hear us?
No, sir.
I think we're just freezing up a little bit here. Wes, try again.
Hey, Aaron, you got me? Oh, Bill can hear me. Testing 1, 2, 3.
I got you.
Oh, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Zoom, getting back at this thing. Nice. Hey, I just wanted to ask you, you know, first game here back at Lambeau with, you know, anticipated a full crowd, you know, after going through last season, just sort of what is the mindset? What is sort of the excitement level like to actually have a full stadium again?
You know, we're thrilled to have a packed house back in Lambeau. You know, our fans, they bring the energy. They do a lot for us. So just to be able to have that boost and run out to a packed 80,000 is going to be special.
All right. So, again, just a little bit of a hiccup there, but you've got to get that answer about Aaron Jones and running out back in front of the crowd. So good to hear that right there. Bill Huber, the Bill that Wes mentioned, he is with Sports Illustrated, and he also was in this press conference. And, again, it's, you know, a lot of times they're doing Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers and in person, but some of these other ones are on Zoom, so it is a little more difficult. So I do apologize for that. But here's Bill Huber with a question for Aaron Jones. And again, Aaron Jones, it's important. You know, sometimes I just play the answers for you, like I'm asking the questions, but I do want to give the reporters their credibility and recognition today. So here's Bill Huber with a question for Aaron Jones.
Bill Huber.
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me? Hey, Eric, if you just want to pass this along, maybe it'll just work better that way. Can you ask Aaron if him and Jamal were always close, even back to that rookie class when they were kind of fighting for a job and reps at that time?
Can you hear me, Aaron?
No, I didn't.
Okay. For some reason, the media can't hear you, or you can't hear the media. Can you repeat your question one more time, Bill?
So obviously I know that you and Jamal were close for a lot of it, but were you guys always close? I mean, I know you shared an agent in that draft class and all that, but were you always close even year one when you're obviously you guys are battling each other for snaps and playing time? Aaron?
All right. So there's some problems with the Packers Zoom.
When are they going to go back to in-person? And like this stuff has got to stop.
It's tough, man. It's tough. You gotta ask on Zoom. So Bill's question didn't get through. Let's see. Steve McGargy then had another question again with the AP. Let's see if Steve's got something better.
Steve McGargy, do you have another?
No, I'm set. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know, Toby, man. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you got to think that we got to go back at some point, right?
Well, I think it all got ruined when Rudy Gobert heard about COVID and then rubbed everyone's microphone and then got COVID and then sports shut down. I think they're being extra cautious. There's more people that are getting on-field access and, you know, able to talk to the players. But for the most part, it is still Zoom, a lot of Zoom. And you may be this way at work, a lot of Zooms. You know, I think you figured it out, but there are still. And it's always like, oh, just the bottom corner of my sound's off. It's always something stupid like that. So,
yeah, it's got to get fixed, though. I mean, even it's not even just that where you have difficulties with that. We've had Brewers press conferences played where they're jamming in the background and you can just hear it. And then, I don't know, it's just not great.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah. 414-799-1250. We'll go through some of our thoughts on tonight's games. Get your prediction. As I think a lot of us are going to settle on, you know, their win. I don't know if you think they'll cover the 11.5, if you think it's going to be a big win, but I think a lot of us think they're going to win. If it wasn't the Lions, though, I think we might be more nervous about tonight. I want to talk about that. 799-1250. Thursday, we're still on for Thursday, Toby, 4th Base Sports Bar.
Sounds good to me.
4th Base Sports Bar, we're going to meet the afternoon guys, Rami and Sam, maybe around noon, get some good food. 4th Base Sports Bar, they are a great place to go and watch a game, good neighborhood sports bar, but also the food. They have a deli case. You know, you may have seen, I was watching the Seattle game, and they're like, hey, here's the market where they throw the fish, and the marketplace. Well, that's what's a mini market here at 4th Base. They've got the lobster. They've got the shrimp. They've got the seafood. They've got steak. They've got food that you normally have to dress up for in a fancy suit, get a reservation 4 weeks out, and go to a restaurant and get the babysitter, plan everything. They got that food right there every day. 4th Base Sports Bar in a sports atmosphere. So check that out. They got the Horseshoe Bar. This is the bar that was featured in the movie Major League. Now, with St. Louis in town, St. Louis is one of the teams that has 4th Base catered to them. So that's going to be an interesting series, and we'll talk more about the series coming up a little bit later, too. But that should be an interesting series. They're going to be eating good. Hopefully, CJ, you know, gives them a little more food, gets them nice and full, so maybe they're a little slower on the base paths. That wouldn't be too bad. 4th Base, check them out on National. Just a pop fly from the stadium. Check them out. We're going to pop in there on Thursday. More thoughts on tonight's game. We'll talk some Brewers coming up, too. They have clinched a playoff spot for the 4th straight season. What a feat for a franchise that it took them 50 years to go to the playoffs 4 times. Now they've done it 4 straight years. More coming up. Bart Toby on the Fan.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
Oh, missed it by like a foot.
And just,
oh my God.
I mean, I wish this was the first time that we saw this happen. Oh my heavens.
Oh, don't you just empathize with Vikings fans? Oh man. Over and over. Kickers constantly missing easy kicks. And the Vikings lose. It is just hilarious to see it continue over and over, no matter who it is or what the situation or when it happens or how or why. It just won't stop. From Dan Bailey to Greg Joseph to Daniel Carlson to Gary Anderson to Blair Walsh. Oh my God. What an absolute joy to see it over and over. And it happened again. And this time was great too, because maybe the stakes were lower. I mean, the NFC Championship wasn't on the line, but Paul Allen thought it was good.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
You know, this is exactly how I felt when I met Paul Allen in person in Vegas. Paul Allen was on the show a bunch of times. I thought, hey, that's Paul Allen. I'm going to go say hi to him. This is going to be a great moment. Two friends on the radio bonding in real life. And then I was disappointed because he apparently had never heard of me before or didn't remember any of our talks and gave me a dollar chip to walk away. What a weird thing that was.
Come on!
Do you find one Paul Allen cut, Toby?
Come on!
We have more. We have a whole mix. We have a Paul Allen mega mix somewhere. Wicket made it once, and I thought he was going to get, like, Marconi Awards. It was just, like, five clips of Paul Allen. He's like, oh, you guys got to listen to this. It's the greatest thing I ever made. Yeah, Mike, okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, he did that, yeah. He did that.
The season can't end like that!
Well, it did, and it always does. John is in Franklin. What's up, John?
Hey, Barty.
Good morning.
What's that?
I just said good morning like an idiot.
Oh, good morning, my friend.
Yeah,
yeah, it's always good to hear those Viking highlights. And our friend Paul Allen having the heart ripped out of his chest again.
Do you miss Paul Allen on the show? I haven't had him on in a while. Does anybody miss him?
No, I miss him. So he can turn every single fact about the Vikings into something positive, including these two losses.
I remember one time I told him I think Teddy Bridgewater's good, and he, like, got mad at me. He's like, why do you say that? Oh, only I say that. Like, geez.
I mean, I consider myself a fan, but not delusional. When the team, you know, needs a strap across the buttocks, I'll be there to deliver it. But, yeah, that's pretty messed up, him tossing a chip at you in such a demeaning way. You should have threw it back in his face.
Well, I froze. I didn't know what to do, so I kept it. It's just sitting in my drawer.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe I'll put it on eBay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll get some idiot to buy it.
There you go. So, anxious for the game tonight. You know, another negative thing with Zadarius and whatever's going on there. I mean, like, as a Packer fan, have we not had enough potential drama? Now we got maybe something else going on here with our arguably second or third best member of our defense. And, you know, one of the few difference makers we have. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to hear, you know, well, this is a chance for Rashawn Gary to step up. And, you know, true. But, you know, it's easier for a pass rusher to step up when he's got somebody on the other side commanding some attention. So it'll be interesting to see. how we do tonight. Hopefully we can get back on the winning ways, and I can call tomorrow with a positive outlook on our Green Bay Packers.
I think we all think they'll win tonight because it's the Lions, right? I mean, I wonder if it was like if we played the Niners, if it was week three right now and we're playing the Niners after week one instead. There's not too many teams that I don't think there's too many teams that I would take the Packers against tonight besides Detroit.
Yeah, the Jaguars, you know, the Jets, even though they beat us in preseason, but, you know, all the how much that means. It's
zero.
We need something positive. And, yeah, you would think this is the team we're going to get that against, but, you know, part of me is very anxious about this game, you know, because, like I said, the last things that have gone on have been kind of negative, and part of me doesn't even want to say where I'm really at with this team because I don't want to, you know, promote some name-calling and spite. Let's just see what happens. I'm trying to keep it positive. I'm trying to be glasses half full, but I am. I'm worried about the pass rush. I mean, you can take a mediocre quarterback, and if you don't rush him and he sits back there, he can do some things against your defense. So hopefully we can generate a pass rush. Maybe we're going to do some exotic blitzing with our corners, or I don't know what we're going to do, but we need to get a pass rush. That's where it all starts on defense, man.
So you're going to predict a win, though?
I will predict a close win. With my green and gold glasses affixed tightly to my eyes.
I actually have a pair of green and gold glasses where you put them on and there's the you just see two G's. I actually have those.
I was born with them.
All right, buddy. Fair enough. Thanks, John. John and Franklin, 414.
Oh, yeah.
799-1250. Got an email here from Mark. He says, "Hey, Bart, love the show. Is Dan Plucker on the postgame show tonight?" As a matter of fact, he is. He will be hosting the postgame show with Gary Ellerson. Says, "Good call from John there. Finally, a good call today. Some of the callers have been rough. What was the deal with that Allen guy?" I don't know. Allen called about an hour ago. You may know him, Allen, on the north side. I'll have to get him in our caller fight card. There's been, like, rivalries brewing between callers. So, like Sean and Racine wants to fight Tony in Texas. Notebook Mike and Mike the Painter are going to fight in a tag team. And then I'll put Allen on the north side on the card. He's going to battle Science. So that'll be the marquee event of the evening. Matt LaFleur is battling the Lions tonight. They're not overlooking the Lions. He said that in his press conference. And then he was kind of like, politely ask, but the Lions aren't that good. Why aren't you overlooking them?
Well, I just think when you look around and you hear the expectation of, you know, there's a lot of forecasts, you know, preseason. That's why you try to ignore all the noise, both positively and negatively. All I had to do was put on the tape and watch them play. And again, we just talked about their offensive line, just the movement they were getting up front. Big holes in the run game. They put up a lot of points on one of the better defenses in the league, and I think their defense, they fly around and they're physical. So I think it's going to be a great challenge. I got a lot of respect for Dan and their coaching staff. I think that team really emulates his personality. You can tell he's a hard, tough-nosed guy. And then as far as just, you know, handling it around here, it's like I said, it's just, hey, you know, you can't look in the rearview mirror. You got to look forward and put the work in, and because you got to be at your best each and every week in the National Football League, no matter who you're playing. And I think this is going to be a good old fashioned NFC North battle. There's not going to be a lot of finesse about this game. I have a feeling it's going to be a very physical football game.
That the Packers will probably win. The Lions have not won the division since 1993. The Buccaneers have won this division more recently than the Lions have. The Lions, they just seem like a team that they keep trying different things. It just never works. They have superstars come through the organization that they alienate and get them to retire early. Just thinking back, they made some... The last time they won a playoff game was 1991 was the last time they won a playoff game. That is wild. But Wayne Fonz consistently got him to the playoffs. Bobby Ross came in there. Marty Morningwin was terrible. Steve Mariucci wasn't good when he went there. Rod Marinelli was bad. That's when they went 0-16. Jim Schwartz and Dan Campbell and Matt Patricia all seem like the same kind of guy to me, where they come in, this is their way, they're going to change the culture, and they go like a little too hard too soon. Campbell's first press conference was him throwing out all these cliches. They just all seem like the same kind of guy to me. Matt Patricia, going to do things your way. The best coach they've had this decade was Jim Caldwell. He took him to the playoffs 2 or 3 years, and they fired him. He had 2 winning seasons, and they fired him because they thought they were at the point where they could go to the next level, and in fact, they've just gotten worse. Packers had a long run against the Lions where they beat them so many times in a row. Then there was the season where the Lions led for all 120 minutes, but the Packers still won those games. Those were on Crosby field goals. The Hail Mary was part of that to Richard Rodgers. So the Lions just have not been a team that's really been much of anything for a long, long time. I should mention they are the 1957 champions of the NFL. So congratulations to them. But it's just been so many years of futility. And so they would be a franchise, maybe. And we'll talk to Dan Plucker about this because he is doing the Green and Gold postgame show. But he is, I mean, he's no secret. He is a Lions fan. But I can't imagine being a fan of a team your whole life and not even seeing them win a playoff game. Not even one game. Although I did experience with the Brewers.
Yeah, it sucks.
For a long time. You haven't even seen a win? Washington hasn't won a game in
not
the playoffs?
Not that I remember, no.
In your life?
Not that I remember.
No way.
I'll have to double check. Maybe back in the day when I was really, really young.
Oh, man, Toby, that sucks. I was thinking about you the other day when they were talking about how bad the... When's the last playoff game Washington won? 2005?
Yeah, I don't really... Was that Todd Collins?
they beat Tampa is all I can tell you.
Yeah, I don't really remember that one.
Oh, so you weren't old enough to know when Steve Spurrier was the coach?
No, I mean, I remember it, but you know when like you're that age, you watch them, but you don't even know what's going on.
They've won 2 playoff games in your lifetime. And I don't know, you were born 98, right?
Yes.
Okay, two playoff games. And one of the teams they beat was the Lions. How about that?
Yeah, I think 2005 would have been Todd Collins, but yeah, I mean, I don't really remember it.
Oh, Dan Snyder's been the owner like your whole life. Like right when you were born, he bought the team.
Yeah. That explains it.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of teams that the Packers would beat tonight. You know, they're still a better team than a lot of these teams. But if it was a little better team, like if Buffalo was coming in here, I wouldn't feel good. Even if it was Miami coming in here, or, you know, the Colts. I just think the Lions are so disregarded, and I don't have a reason to change that. Packers, historically under LaFleur, when they get beat, they bounce back and win. Rodgers, last few years, when they get beat, he is a big game. Packers, when they lose, they bounce back and win. They've had a good against the spread record against the NFC North the last few years. And I think going back to, I think it was Tony in Texas that called and said the Packers just aren't that likable. And maybe that's where I'm at with them right now. Especially when you look at the other teams. The Bucs are so likable. So likable. 9 weeks ago tomorrow, they won the title. The Brewers. Oh, my God. We'll talk about the Brewers coming up. They clinch a playoff spot. Could you be more likable? I mean, Pablo Reyes swimming to home plate to score the run that clinches the playoff spot for you. Could you be more likable of a team? It's very, very hard. And then you have the Packers, and the Packers seem to, like, you want to call fans entitled. And this is what the Lions can look at the Packers and say, oh, you guys are entitled. You've had 2 quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back. You've had 2 Super Bowls. Well, yeah, if you're a Lions fan, that's like you couldn't even dream of that. I don't think fans are the ones acting entitled right now. I think it's the team. The team's acting entitled. They're the ones saying last dance. They're the ones saying how special they are. They're the ones that are blowing off this week one loss, which maybe that's what's bothering me. They're blowing off this week one loss. I get it. It's week one. There's an extra game. It's a long season. I think I'm annoyed that we all know that the Packers are going to win tonight. We all know they're going to win tonight. And we all know they're going to win the division. And we all know they're going to go deep in the playoffs. And we all know they're going to fall short of a Super Bowl. I think I'm just annoyed that the Packers are acting like that's not the case. And so part of me would be interested. Okay, this is not a want. I'd be interested to see how they'd respond if they lost tonight to a team that they are clearly overlooking. There's no doubt about it. They overlooked the Saints, and they're just chalking that up to, whatever. I'm tired of hearing, maybe I'm just tired of hearing that too. Oh, we lost. We didn't have the energy today. How do you not? How is that a problem that follows this team? You should have went in there and rolled them. You had fans making last-minute trips from Wisconsin to go see you because they could get tickets. And fans from all over the Southeast pumped to see you. And you lose 38-3 to a team that got destroyed this week by Carolina. I just don't like it. I don't like any part of that. But that's the way that they're responding right now. 414-799-1250. More from you guys on this game. Your thoughts on it. We do need to talk some Brewers. 49 years this franchise makes the playoffs four times. Now you've made it four times in a row. We'll talk about the weekend and look at this monster series against the Cardinals. This could be the series that the Brewers clinch a playoff spot. Just two wins will give them the division, rather. But it's a monster for the Cardinals. And you've got a chance, if you're the Brewers, I don't want the Cardinals in the playoffs. I don't know how things are going to shake out. Maybe the Reds are a tougher matchup. Maybe the Padres. You know, I don't know. I don't want the Cardinals there. I don't want that possibility of the Cardinals once again knocking the Brewers out of the playoffs. I know they'd have to go on the road in a wild card game, either to San Francisco or LA, but I don't want them there. So if you can knock off the Cardinals tonight, I am all about it in this series as well. Huge series. Everybody in the National League going to be looking at this series as a monster one. So we'll preview that coming up. Window Select has some monster deals continuing. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Not just on the products. They've got the buy one, get one on the windows, which continues. That's as many windows as you want. If you need 20 windows, you get 10 for free. You need 50 windows, you get 25 for free. However many windows you need, you get half of those at no cost. Plus, they'll come out, do a consultation with you, no charge. You don't have to pay them anything for a full year. All of their products, double lifetime warranty. And this week, they are including free installation. So now you don't even have to pay for the installation this week. Give them a call, get something on the books, get it scheduled, have them take a look. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500.
Off the glove of Schwindel. Reyes rounds third. He's going to try to score. And Contreras missed him. Reyes gets by the tag. And the Brewers tack on a run. It's 6-4.
All right, everybody. Let's talk a little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Yeah, we got a Packer game tonight. But you're all overlooking the Lions. And you probably should. That's how bad they are. Packers are going to stroll in there, get rewarded for bad behavior, and win a football game. Then they're going to go to San Fran, and then they're going to get beat. And then Rodgers is going to talk about how, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then Pittsburgh's going to come here. We'll beat them, so we're 2-2. We'll beat the Bengals. We'll beat Chicago. We'll beat Washington. Sorry, Toby. 5-2. We'll go to Arizona. Yeah, we'll lose that game. We'll lose to Kansas City. They'll lose two in a row. Panic time. We'll beat Seattle. Then we're going to go to Minnesota. And Minnesota's going to have a kick that looks good in the final seconds.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it!
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
And then there's going to be a game against the Rams we lose, and then Rodgers is going to say everything's fine, and then it'll be a bye week, and they'll do like another last dance thing, and then they'll win five in a row to end the season. They'll get the two seed. And then they'll lose in the playoffs, and then we'll all do it all over again. Rinse and repeat with the Green Bay Packers football team. But the Brewers, a little different of a story. This is a team that Detroit Lion-like went a long time without making the playoffs, at least consistently. 49 years, you make it four times. Your boy born in 1984. I can't even pretend to remember 82. I'm not even that old. I wait till 2008 to see them make the playoffs. And there's some teams that are interesting. You know, I talk about the 92 team a lot. They won 92 games, but Blue Jays won the division. Any time that they wore that diamond logo, the Motor BAME logo, why even be a franchise? Then they build a new stadium. Tickets go through the roof because of the roof. You want to watch it close. And then finally, there's like something to root for. Braun and Fielder and Weeks and Hardy. They're all coming up. This is going to be it. Make the playoffs in 08, get back there in 11. Just like in 82, the Cardinals knock you out. Then they got to rebuild a little bit. David Stearns comes in. They hire Craig Counsell. The pieces start falling into place. 2018, they make the playoffs, go to the NLCS. And then they've made the playoffs four straight years now, but along the way, sort of also rebuilding. This team looks very little like it did in 2018. You've got some of the same pitchers. I mean, Woodruff was a starter at that time. Freddie was there. Burns was out of the bullpen. You got Kane Yelich. Manny Pena, he had two homers in that clinching game. But there's a lot of new faces, a lot of different pieces of that team. And so they've kind of rebuilt the team a little bit. Avi Garcia, Narvaez, Wong, Adames, Urias. They've kind of rebuilt it as they went. And along the way, kept making the playoffs. So 2018, they get knocked out. 2019, the Nationals. Not sorry, Toby. Congrats. You won the World Series.
Thank you.
2020. Again, that series against the Dodgers, yeah, Brewers got in with a losing record and a bunch of teams made it, but that was not an easy out for the Dodgers. They'll tell you. They'll be the first to tell you. And now you make the playoffs again this season on a very different sort of year than a lot of us were expecting. I think in your wildest dreams, you took the Brewers. Hubbada, hubbada, hubbada. You took the Brewers to win the division. But you thought it would be a three-team race coming down to the wire. There's no wire about this. Brewers have led basically wire to wire. And now they have an opportunity to clinch the division against those Cardinals that have knocked you out in some high-profile rounds before in the past. Tonight it's Freddie Peralta, Jake Woodford, Brandon Woodruff tomorrow, John Lester. Brewers yet to announce Wednesday's starter, Miles Mikolas, Adrian Hauser, Adam Wainwright to seal things up on Thursday, which a reminder, that's a YouTube game in the afternoon. That's a YouTube game, YouTube only. So now you have the Cardinals. The magic number is three. Cardinals, any game is two. Any game is worth two now because the magic number means games that you win, games the Cardinals lose. So if they win the night, magic number's down to one. And then it's just basically if the Brewers win two of these games, they win the division. Earliest that can happen is tomorrow.
Yeah, and I predict a split in this series because I think the Brewers will win two of these games, and then the next day they're going to lose because they're going to party all night.
Yeah, they'll probably save the party, and they didn't really party on Saturday.
Well, because they already knew they were in the postseason. They already know they're going to win the division. But who's going to party when you're like, oh, yeah, we clinched the wild card spot when we got the division to wrap up in a week?
Yeah. If you're going to party in baseball, there's like they party a lot. You party for the wild card. You party for the... You know, the year of 2018, they partied when they clinched. They partied for game 163. Then you party when you beat the Rockies. It's just party, 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 champagne. You act like there's nothing left, and then you're like, oh, well, we got to play again. You know, party, party, party. This time they kept things a little more reserved. Craig Counsell and Corbin Burns and Manny Pena and Eduardo Escobar all talking Saturday night about how this is a great achievement, but there's more goals ahead of us, and they're making that very clear.
You know, we've been pretty consistent there, and we've put the ability to win the division, you know, in our control. And so that's our goal. I think we're sticking to that goal. We're thrilled to have, you know that we're in the playoffs. I think everybody's thrilled with that, but I think the goal that we feel like we've have earned the right to, you know, to wait for is to win that division.
I think once the game started going, we kind of obviously the Reds losing, and as the game was going, I think we knew that there was a chance that we could make it. You know, obviously there's still a lot of games left that we have to keep our focus toward. But I think there'll be a little bit of celebration tonight. But I think the main celebration is going to come when we clinch the division.
Maybe that one will be in the top of my list. But that's great. Win today, I make the playoff one more time, four in the row. It's amazing, man. It's great team. This group is special. First half was little tough for me, man. I don't play too much and I don't produce too much in my offense. But it's a long season. It's 162 game. You don't know what can happen the second half. Just keep the mind positive and working hard every day, working hard every single day.
Waiting for Monday, big celebration. But I'm so happy win today. It's a great game today, you know. So I'll be happy, you know, again. So make a position again with this team. 4 years in a row, I think. It's my fourth time with the Brewer, but I'm so happy to be here, you know. I'll be continuing to play hard. Yeah.
So they'll clinch the division maybe in the series, most likely this week. And, hey, thanks to Christian Yelich, he bought a bunch of tickets. Maybe you're going to be at the clincher. I think that, you know, this was a series that, because it's September, we're up a ton of games, but I think the gates will be turning a little bit. People want to get there. You want to be there for that moment, just like people wanted to be there over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and let's not freak out about attendance numbers. They've been pretty good, I'd say. I mean, they're still top 10 in the league, and the Brewers, they're so good, it almost feels like for the last month and a half, it's been like, all right, well, another game, another one that doesn't really matter. But, you know, let's enjoy this ride. Let's have some fun and enjoy every Brewers game, and they've been fun to watch, too. That's the other thing is, while, you know, maybe these games haven't mattered as much, there's always something going on, whether it's a no-hitter, whether it's a comeback with Daniel Vogelback hitting a grand slam walk-off. You know, whatever it is, this Brewers team is fun. I mean, even just look at this Cubs series over the weekend. They're down in all three late, and two of them, they come back and win. And that's what makes this Brewers team fun, is every night you never know what you're going to get, but somehow you feel like they're going to find a way to win every single night.
I almost wish they were going to clinch the division tonight so that people would, you know, take a little shine off the Packers. How do you feel about me being so anti-Packers the last couple of days?
I feel like you're not anti-Packers. You're anti-Aaron Rodgers drama.
But I don't want to be. I don't, because he's so good. Somebody asked me the other day, and they're like, I was at the gas station, of course. And they're like, how can you be sick of Rodgers? He's been so good. I don't know. I think I'm sick of it.
And that's where the notion that Packers fans are spoiled comes from, because there are a lot of fan bases that would love to put up with Aaron Rodgers offseason for him to come out and produce. Granted, we've put up with Aaron Rodgers offseason, and he came out and had a terrible game in week one. So he hasn't proved anything to us yet after an incredibly crazy offseason.
We don't have a lot of time on this earth. We don't live long. Don't you want your life to be enriched with things that are entertaining and interesting? Wouldn't it be more interesting if they got their asses kicked tonight? I mean, wouldn't that be something?
Well, I can tell you one thing. We'll just open the phone lines tomorrow if that's the case, and we'll just sit back here and listen.
I'll go outside and call in and laugh. I love the Packers. You guys know this. But I don't like what's going on there right now. I don't like that there just seems to be this level of, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-assurance. What's the
arrogance?
Arrogance. Thank you. That is the word. This level of arrogance that I don't know how deserved it is. You just lost by 35 to a team that just lost by 17.
Well, and you and some other people that we've had on are right. I mean, what have they done in the last couple of years that warrants them being arrogant? Have they won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years? No. What have they done for them to feel like they can walk around as if they're the best team in the NFL and they can walk around as if, you know, who cares? We lost by 35 points in week one. Who are they to say all these things? Who are they to say, you know, after Aaron Rodgers' crazy offseason posting last dance pictures, him and Devontae? I mean, who are they to do all these different things and walk in here week one, get trounced by 35, and act like we're the ones that are overreacting to a loss?
Yeah, you go ahead and you beat the Saints even by half a point. All right, you beat the Saints. The way that they lost, man. And just the excuses, and they're always the same. And just, I don't know. I mean, it's good to, like, hey, we lost. Let's move on to the next one. So it's good to take that approach, but I just don't like it. It doesn't, again, it's not, like, am I looking forward to the game tonight?
Well, and you go back to why do people like the Bucks so much? It's because Giannis is a humble superstar. You know, even in that Nets series, and I got frustrated with him saying it. He's like, Kevin Durant's still the best player in the league, and he goes out there and they still find a way to win it. Whereas it doesn't feel like they gave the Saints any credit. It feels like they felt like they just played terrible and lost. You're right about earlier where it doesn't feel like they're looking at the Lions as a worthy opponent. Matt LaFleur can say whatever he wants, but he's not necessarily – he's a head coach, and he may feel that way. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is running that locker room. So if Aaron Rodgers isn't taking him very seriously, it didn't work in week one for the Saints. So hopefully he is, because you're right. I mean, this team hasn't proved anything. Why are they going to act like we're the weird ones for overreacting to a week one loss? You lost by 5 touchdowns. What gives us any hope that you're going to beat the Lions tonight?
I just think sports need to be fun. And I got two teams that I root for that are a hell of a lot of fun. And I got one team that I root for that is not. And, you know, maybe later in the season they'll be fun, and I'll be like, Toby, remember when I was like, I wish the Packers would lose and make things interesting? Maybe I'll be like that later, but I don't know. It kind of feels to me like the Packers are two different teams. You got the guys that think it's the last dance, and then you got all these other guys that are like, last what? We just signed here. We just got drafted here. We're rookies. It does kind of feel like there's a veteran part of this team, and there's the everybody else. Now, I'm not in the locker room to know that, but that's what I feel. That's what I get the sense of. Some of those guys that it's not their last dance, you can catch them tomorrow at Waukesha Sports Cards. Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon have a public signing tomorrow at 5:30 at Waukesha Sports Cards. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com. I don't think the Packers are that fun to root for right now. We'll see what you guys have to say. Get your predictions. They take on the Lions tonight.
It'll be fun when Rodgers throws for 4 touchdowns.
Oh, I love it. I got him on 3 of my fantasy teams. I'm going to come in here and talk about how great it was. I know.
Hopefully this is the last day we're complaining about week one's loss.
Yeah, possibly. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.